Welcome, everybody, to our weekly recap of the news from the solar PV industry, compiled by the American Solar Energy Society. I'm Jay Warnke with solarpvtraining.com, and this is the news from the solar industry for the week of March 31st. Well, the Ohio Power Siting Board has recently approved the largest solar project in that state's history and the largest agrivoltaics project in the United States. The Oak Run Solar Project will be an 800 megawatt solar array with about 300 megawatts of battery storage, and all of this will be integrated into crop production, which is a practice known as agrivoltaics. Now, the facility is designed to serve as a showcase for the principles of agrivoltaics, grazing at least 1,000 sheep and growing crops on over 2,000 acres after the first year of operation. And within 8 years of operation, 70% of the project's land will be under agricultural production. Now, this site is located just west of Columbus, Ohio, in Madison County, on about 6,000 acres that's owned by Microsoft founder Bill Gates. It's expected to cost in excess of $1 billion and employ about 1,500 installers during the 4 to 5 year construction period. The 2022 Inflation Reduction Act provided a 10% bonus tax credit for projects that use made in the U.S. products as part of their installation. The only problem is there are no commercially available silicon solar panels that are made in the United States. Well, solar cell manufacturer Suniva and panel manufacturer Helene have announced plans to provide a certified Made in America solar panel by mid-2024. Aurora Solar, which is a solar software company, has recently released their second solar industry snapshot report. It looks at residential trends. To do so, they've surveyed about 1,000 homeowners and about 500 solar installers. And according to the report, about 75% of those homeowners who don't currently already have solar say the reason for it is because the price of residential solar is still way too high. In fact, 54% of them cited high interest rates as a barrier to putting solar on their home. And 44% said that they are having trouble determining if prospective installers are actually trustworthy. 58% said that they were motivated to switch to solar because of rising electric prices. And electricity prices on average rose about 5.3% in 2023 and are up about 30% over the last 10 years. Now, for their part, solar installers reported that 66%, or about two-thirds, saw their businesses grow in 2023. 75% of those installers noted that their customers were increasingly interested in putting batteries into their homes as part of their solar systems. And about 78% of these installers said that the primary motivating factor for people seeking out solar bids on their homes is the purchase of an electric vehicle. The IRS has recently issued guidelines on the 10% tax credit that's available through the Inflation Reduction Act for energy communities. Now, the way that a location will qualify as an energy community, if it's in a census tract or adjacent census tract where a coal mine that's been closed since 1999 or a coal-powered plant that was closed since 2009, if those have recently closed, then they qualify. Or if a significant amount of the employment within that census tract is derived through fossil fuels, such as extraction, distribution, processing, or if 25% of the local tax collection is based on that fossil fuel activity. Or the third way is if the tract is located where unemployment is equal to or less than the national average. And then the fourth way is if it qualifies, if that site qualifies as a brownfield, Now, you can find out if your address qualifies for this extra 10%, which is only available to commercial installations, not to residential. You can look at energycommunities.gov/energycommunitytaxcreditbonus. And Sunnova and Home Depot have announced a strategic partnership to expand solar product offerings within Home Depot stores in selected markets. Now, in 2021, Sunnova began offering solar panels and batteries and other associated products in about 100 Home Depot outlets in Florida, Virginia, and Maryland. Now they're planning to expand this offering to over 2,000 facilities nationwide. And that is the news from the solar industry for this week. We'll see you next week.